Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Word with me, here you know BT. Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on your own 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause you have it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert.
Ball Alert, welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. One time for Revolt, I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
It's your girl Samara, a.k.a. Girl from Harlem.
OCT, what up?
And I go by Dope Beezy from East Cleveland.
Hey! No way, no.
So just so you know, I wore your colors for you, my brother. You
yeah,
know what
no,
I'm saying? All-Star 2022, you know what I'm saying?
That motherfucker hard, guy. I ain't gonna lie.
Mopkins.
I love that chain, too.
Thank you.
It's the angry man.
It's the angry dope boy.
My son.
It's your son?
That's my son.
That's so cool.
What's his name?
That's Lil Beezy.
Lil Beezy, okay.
Lil Beezy.
First and foremost, man, I'm just proud of you, bro, because I've been a fan for a very long time. I've definitely seen your growth, brother.
No, facts. Facts.
You ready?
For sure.
Okay, so where are you from exactly?
East Cleveland, Ohio.
East Cleveland, Ohio. Very hard to really break in East Cleveland, Ohio. A lot of crime. Doughboy didn't have a very easy beginning. Can we talk about that? Can we go there?
East Cleveland is like the poorest city in America. Mm. Like, so I really come from the bottom of the bottom. So it's just like, you know, Cleveland, it really ain't no exit routes out there for real. So it'd be like, for me to do what I'm doing is really like damn near impossible.
Yeah, so, when I hear Cleveland, I think of Bone Thugs. I think they're from there.
Yeah, see, and they
that's super old.
Yeah. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, I really don't know anybody from Cleveland outside
besides
of you.
LeBron playing.
LeBron. And you've gotten so many LeBron cosigns. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
So as a kid, though, and I'm going to let the ladies come in as well, OCT and Tamir. As a kid, how was it like growing up, though?
I had a very rough upbringing, though. Like, you know, just me and my mama really ain't never had much at all. So it was just like, that's why I got into the streets for real. And started doing what I was doing, cause I ain't never had like the new Jordans or none of that. I ain't get a pair of Jordans till I got rich type shit. Mm. Like, so it's one of them type of things.
Were you guys like in the projects or in like apartments?
Apartments, like houses and apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said you went to the
I have lived in the projects before though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You said you went to the streets to start hustling, I guess to, you know, help her, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what's so crazy? I really wasn't even like a I wasn't a trapper. I wasn't like, that wasn't my.
What was your hustle?
Stick up kid.
Okay. What the dope boy's doing on your chain. Okay.
Yeah. I never had the patience for it for real.
Okay.
Oh, I was supposed to say, that seems a little bit more dangerous than just the corner just, work.
To me, honestly, for real, it was just easier.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier. So it's just like, I let you do all the work and then I just
get you.
Okay, work smarter, yeah, not harder. I see where you were going with that.
I mean, I'm happy you're still here because yes, your music shout is really good, yeah, bro. We'll get into the Apple iPhone 15,
yeah,
using your song,
yeah,
mm-hmm, as the song. But I just wanted to ask that because I know that mentally can get you in a situation where it's hard to break out of that once you start making some money. So when did music play? When did you start doing music?
You always, you know, so crazy. Music? I was using that to invest in like my music. That's the crazy part.
So when was the time when you first, you know, started to want to be a rapper?
I always wanted to be a rapper since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I say I started really getting in the studio and stuff like that when I was like 11, 12. And then like I really started taking it serious when I was like 15.
Who took you to the studio at 11 or 12?
It was this studio back in the day, like on our side of town. It was a studio called, his name was G.I. And everybody used to, it was on 156th of St. Clair. And it was just like one of the most popular studios and stuff. And me and one of my niggas that I used to rap with and shit, we caught the bus over there. So it was like, it really was only one of them type of things where I only did like two songs ever there. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the songs, we just used to do it in the homie basement, just like on some computer mic type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who were your influences to want to do the music?
50 Cent.
Oh, well, makes sense.
Favorite. Yeah, he was my favorite.
Now, where were you and what was going on when Future grabbed you up?
It's so crazy because...
Like, how did that situation happen?
Man, when Future officially was like, all right, I'm finna sign you, I was shooting a video. I was in my hood. I was shooting a video. I got a video that went viral back in the day called Don't Play That with Lil Mouse. This when Lil Mouse had came out and he had to get smoked and he was going viral for being a little kid and all that. So I had a video with him back in the day. I was shooting that video. I literally got in the house and I got a phone call. My manager called me like, hey, somebody want to talk to you. And he put Future on the phone and shit. And he was like, shit, you ready? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm ready.
So did y'all speak before that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So leading up to that, it was more so one of them things like I always told him like, man, I want to be free bands. Like that's, I want to sign with you.
Mm.
And then he was just like, keep working, and when the time right, it'll happen type shit though. So I just always kept
Future
on
put me on to you because that's one of my favorite rappers. Yeah. You know, I'm part of the Future Hive, the man behind
that.
Anyway,
I didn't know that existed.
Okay. But I'm a fan of Doughboy too, cause that's my guy.
Yeah.
But, and I'm just saying, cause your story is just so unique, bro. Like, and it's so authentic as well. And I just want to pinpoint these things because it's very difficult. What you're doing is almost impossible. It's like 1%. Exactly.
No, facts.
I feel like you're a 1% artist because of your conditions coming up. Okay, so
signing
the Future. But okay, so I remember LeBron rapping your song. I believe it was I don't know if he won the championship with Cleveland. You correct me if I'm wrong. And they play. He tells them to play your song, and he raps it word for word.
Yeah. See what it was. He was actually I think he was in LA. He was in LA.
He was playing. So he was with the Lakers then?
Yeah, he was with the Lakers at the time. And he was at like a function. So the DJ, his name DJ Mill and shit though, that's my nigga. He from the city though. That's one of Brian's close homies too though. So they in the function. Mill turned the song on because he know that's Brian's shit. So Mill instantly start recording him and shit though. So he catch Brian going crazy, and then
word for word,
and then you just look at the background and you just see all the white people in the background looking at him like he fucking crazy, like what the fuck, Brian throwing up gang signs and all kind of shit though.
Yes.
So that's what made the video really so viral. And Mill sent it to me. Matter, I was in the studio with Future that night actually, and Mill sent me the video like, look, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to post this. I'm like, I'm going to wait, though.
Got
it's
one.
Nighttime. I ain't going to post it right now.
I'm going to wait. Outside the bar.
Mm-hmm. Watch. Oh, I'm about to break the net. Well, I put that out. Shit, that shit changed my life.
Didn't it really? I felt like the Future co-sign was good, but when LeBron was rapping your shit word for
it's just
word,
different.
It just took it all the way there.
It's
what
different.
Happened? What was the experience? How did your world change?
See... When I put from the second from when I put it up, I could just tell like, God damn, it just did this many views in like 2 minutes. I'm like, this nigga LeBron really powerful though. Like, and I'm just seeing like all the basketball players just start picking it up, like Bleacher Reports and all this shit like that. And it's getting millions of views on everything though. And I'm like, oh shit. And then I'm looking at how it's translating to the song and how the song's shooting up. So mind you, all this shit happened at the perfect timing though, because I was already negotiating my deal with Epic though.
Oh, perfect.
So I already had already had them in the bag, though. I already had them right where I wanted, though. Like, I'm already, we stalling out. We goddamn, I'm taking my time, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we just negotiating, getting my shit all right. Then that shit happened. I'm like, oh, it's over with.
That's still the deal.
Yeah. Oh, we about to run this shit up. I wait even longer. Oh. Then that's when Pluto put me on the hunting shooters. He like, we finna run the bag up some more. Yeah, yeah. We finna run the stock up. Put me on the hunting shooters with him and Meek. I'm like, all right. Then he went in there, said, hey, you want Doughboy? We need this much. Mm-hmm. Man, say less.
You changed your life.
For sure.
How much was it?
It was seven figures.
What did the deal entail? Like, do you get to keep your publishing? Like,
yeah, I still got my publishing. I still got all, and my back catalog still independent and everything. Mm.
Okay, so is it kind of like a distribution deal, or?
It's no, I'm signed, but okay. they let me keep my back catalog. Everything that I dropped up until I signed with them, okay. I still own it.
That's a good deal.
Oh, nice.
That's a good deal.
It seems like you've been very like strategic and intricate throughout your career. Timing was a big thing because you said first Future told you like you ready, and then LeBron, and just really waiting for everything. What advice do you have for artists like with dealing with timing and feeling like I need to be successful right now? Like, how did you learn patience while you were coming up in your career?
Yeah, see, I had to learn patience because I really ain't have a choice. So it was like, you can't make shit happen faster than what is gonna happen. I don't care what you do. Like, when it's time for you to get what you deserve, it's gonna happen when you ready for it. Like, God ain't gonna give you nothing too soon, or he think you finna fuck up at the time. Like, and that's why I be like, shit, cause I was blowing up before I went to jail and shit. But I'm also glad that now that I'm done.
What'd you go to jail for?
Yeah, I was like, hold on, wait.
What did you go to jail for? Even though I know we could look this up, but
a robbery and a shooting.
Of course. What else?
So,
what age was that?
He was a real 18. Shooter.
I was 18.
Yeah, that's right.
So I went to jail. So I ended up actually sat down when I was 19, and I went to jail for like 3 years, and I came home, and while I was going through it, I'm like, man, oh my God, man, like what the fuck? But I'm in there really getting my mind together though, and then when I got out, I'm like, damn, I'm so glad I went through that shit for real, because I would have fucked this shit up. If they would have gave me all this money and shit, how I was thinking, how I was back then, I'd have been doing all the wrong shit. So it's like, I'm glad I went through that shit, though. So,
and like you said, timing is everything. But when you are in it at the moment, it doesn't feel like you're anxious. You want things to come now. You're like, why? But like you said, you had to go sit down for a second. And that's kind of like God sitting you down to like, shift your focus to get it right.
How does Doughboy stay safe, man? Because you're not from the safest place.
Yeah,
and I always see that you're there.
Yeah,
why?
But you know it's so crazy. But I don't be there as much as I used to though. Okay. I dip and dab. I wait till I got something to do. I need a reason to be there. I don't just be out there for no reason no more. Okay. And then when I do be in the city, I move like the president. Like you know, I keep the.
I keep the guys around.
And I keep security with me now too.
Okay.
Like when I do certain shit, like I always make sure we super secure. The way we even riding around, it's gonna be a truck in front of me, truck behind me, truck on the side. Yeah. Like, feel me? I don't play like that.
So what check was it? Was it the first check or a later check when you were able to move your mom into a better situation?
Shit, as soon as I got some money, that was the first thing I did though. I gave her some money to move out, like, feel me?
Yeah, as an independent artist, or before you went to jail, or
like that was like when I signed with Epic.
Okay.
When I signed with Epic.
Okay. Got her out of there.
Yeah. So, but it's so crazy because you know she didn't want to leave my family and shit until just like recently. So we just got her in a way better than where she was type shit. So she like, okay, cool. I feel cool with you where you at, but you know.
So she's still in Cleveland?
Yeah, my auntie and them, like she got cancer and stuff, so my mama take care of her and shit, so she don't want to leave her sister and shit like that, though. So she just now getting to the point where she's like, okay, I'm ready to move. So she been goddamn, I let her have my house and shit. I don't even goddamn, but you feel me? So now we finna move her down there. I'm finna get her together, though.
I love that.
All right, man.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, hey, man, you my guy, bro, but... What's up with this song you hopped on with? What's the little guy name? Doing 60 on the dash.
Yeah,
y'all. He had to be. How old was this guy?
This kid. Nine.
He nine, talking crazy.
See, but this.
How old was Lil Mouse though? Lil Mouse was at least like 13, 14.
I was just about to get back on that. He was 12.
Oh, so Lil Mouse was 12, talking the same crazy shit.
Ain't nobody get mad at Lil Wayne when he did it.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was crazy.
He jumped on Get Smoked with Lil Mouse. Ain't nobody get mad at him.
Yeah.
How y'all get mad at me?
I just think because the. it was executed so well. The video was fire. Like, it was a whole bunch of people around, yeah. And it was going viral.
For sure.
You killed the verse.
For sure.
But Lil Nigga was just like,
man, he bad as fuck. Like, if you just go watch that Lil Nigga, like watch his page and shit, and just look at his videos, man, he bad as.
What's his
fuck.
Name again?
Lil RT. Man, he's so bad. That little nigga crazy.
I was gonna say, who was it? Like, who made him start rapping? Did he always want to rap? Like, who reached out to you? Did you reach out to them?
Yeah, because I was gonna say, how did you even collab with that?
So I seen the song. The song was already going viral. And I'm like, man, this shit hard. I comment on that motherfucker. I'm like, man, this shit hard, little bro. I don't give a fuck. Like, I feel him though. Because it was like, shit, when I was a kid, I wanted to rap like that too. Like, so it's like, I just look at it like one of them things, like, man, he young, and he's not shooting niggas and doing all that yet, but so why not try to help the little nigga blow up and get some money to change his life so he don't have to grow up and really, because he's going to be doing this shit for real in a couple years if he stay right where he at.
But do you give him advice or do you talk to him?
Yeah, hell yeah, all the time. Okay. Hell yeah.
Because so you caught a lot of flack for this.
Yeah, they kicked my ass. They kicked my ass for sure. But I was already ready to stand under the fire when I did it. I already knew what I was getting myself into.
What are some of the things that you told him?
Like, really, really, don't get caught up in the lifestyle. Cause like, even though you in the hood and you around this shit all day, and maybe you really see this shit, like, don't really start doing it yet. Like, you could rap about it because at least you're not lying. At least you really seeing this shit and you really going through this shit, because there's a lot of rappers who ain't never been through that or ain't nothing like that at all. So it's like, at least you can pop that shit for real though. Like, you ain't even actually got to be doing that, but you got the opportunity to where you can really change your life and change your mama life. You can get your mama out of here right now. Like, even it be times where he might get smart with his mom, or he might say certain shit. I'll be like, hey man, don't do that. Like, certain shit, like, you know, got to keep him. I don't want him to really be. I understand that he bad and he gonna be how he is, but I still try to, you feel me?
Got
but
it.
he a good little nigga at the end of the day too.
Do you talk to him often?
I used to. Now, I ain't talked to him as much lately type shit though. I've been, you feel me? You know, we've been doing our thing, but I have though. Sure.
Do you think music raises people, and like, have you ever felt the need to change the type of music you're putting out there?
See, I never felt the need to change the music I'm putting out there, because if a nigga ain't listening to me, he gonna go listen to such and such. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's gonna be out there. Ain't nothing you really could do about it, for real. It's already over with. It's just about, at the end of the day, people shouldn't let music make you a certain kind of way. Like, even though I get it that it is influential, but if you like this because of music, you crazy. Like, something really wrong with you. If you about to go outside and shoot somebody because this song, like, you fried.
Some people take it serious, though. Like, everybody ain't that sane to tell the difference.
Yeah, no,
because
people followers. People followers.
They think it's cool if they
followers.
It's just like some people who have diehard fans and will risk their life for somebody they never even met.
Yeah.
Facts.
Like, it's real crazy. What do you say to the critics out there? Like you said, they was killing you in the comments and stuff like that. What was your response to that?
At least I'm trying to help them do something positive. Like, I'm trying to change his life before it get worse. Now, look, he got a record deal now. He getting some money.
Okay.
And even though it's up to him what he do with that opportunity, at least he got a chance to, if you want to, you can move your mom out the hood. Y'all don't got to live in the projects no more, because they're from the trenches.
And you're 9 years old.
Exactly, though. So it's like, and people would be like, hey, you need to go to school. You need to go to school. Well, you know how many niggas I know went to school and they still live in the hood and they grown as fuck right now, graduating, all that, ain't successful, ain't taking care of their family or nothing. Finished school, graduated, did this, that, and the third. So it's like, y'all can't tell that little nigga not to do this, though, because if he listen to y'all, a kid can be walking to school and get hit by a straight bullet if he living in the wrong area. Shit just happened. So you need to get him out of that environment. And people not understanding this. You telling him to do something that, man, shut up. If you had the opportunity to blow up rapping, when you was 9 years old, you would have did it. So stop hating on that little nigga. So that's why I just never gave a fuck, because I know I meant right.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up, it's Doughboy, and you are now watching the Baller Alert Show on Revolt.
Back with more of the Baller Alert Show. We got Doughboy in the building.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hey, man, now, there's something going on with you, man, that I think I was very impressed, bro. I was literally cleaning my crib up, and I heard your voice, and I look up, and it's an iPhone 15 commercial. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Apple money, okay. Yeah.
What the hell? Wait, way too long? This is different for you, bruh.
No, facts.
Like.
Facts. That's Epic, right? Did they do that?
Did Epic do this? Like,
you want to know who did it?
Who?
Silent Co. That's my new management team that I've been with.
Okay.
Yeah. So they put it together for me.
I think we need it. What'd you say, Silent Co?
Silent Co.
Sal and Co.
So basically,
we need to get them on the hook.
What Silent Co is, it's basically XO management, like The Weeknd and them. That's day management team. Yeah.
Ball Alert, we doing numbers, man.
Yeah.
So, okay, again, this is a different record for you. This is not my typical Doughboy record.
Yeah.
What was the vibe for Way Too Long?
It's so crazy because... Man, when I got the call about it, I was in Miami. I was in the studio with Southside. It was like me, Southside, Skill Up. Man, we was in the studio deep as hell, just geek though. Like, and we was just working and shit. And I get the call. I step in the other room. Like, hey, you gotta do this Apple commercial. I'm like, I'm high as fuck. I'm drunk. I'm not trying to do that shit. Like, what is he talking about, man? Shake, you lying? He like, no, for real, you gotta do this commercial. Yo, my ass though. Like, no, man, you gotta get this shit done. I'm gonna get you this NDA over and everything. I'm like, man, what? I ain't about to sign no goddamn man. What the... But see, I'm so.
Why do you need an NDA?
Man, cause they want to talk to you. So that's what I was wondering about at the same. I'm like, man, what's up with what y'all talk about though?
NDA, non-disclosure agreement, yeah.
Before they give you that idea, they want to make sure that it's solid.
Because at the end of the day, when they tell you, when they want to get on FaceTime with, well, get on Zoom with you. Man, they don't even got a Zoom, man. They got some other secret society type of link, man. Some crazy shit. I'm like, hey, man, what is y'all doing? So they want to tell you, because they about to give you the rundown. Okay, this commercial is going to be like this. They don't want to give nobody their ideas and their products and shit that's coming out. So you have to sign the NDA type shit. So I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And then I got on the call with them, and I'm like, okay. And then I go record the song, send it back. They're like, okay, the song sound perfect. But we need you to change one word.
What was the word?
It was like at night. Man, it'll be something so simple like change
change at to this. Or it'll be, man, you'd be like, one, yeah. literally like one word. Like, but I had to do that like 20 times.
Like I was doing a commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, this shit getting on my nerves. This shit getting on my nerves. I swear to God, I was getting so frustrated. I almost wasn't finna be no Apple commercial. I swear to God, that shit was getting on my nerves. But I thugged it out though, and I got it done. And then I'm like, just waiting for it to come out. They kept pushing it back too. Mm. I'm like, man. And then I'm like, okay, they pushed it back towards like closer to the playoffs. So I'm like, that helped a lot. Because people paying attention to the playoffs more than the regular season anyway, though. And they showing it after every, on every game, after every fucking, man. I'm like, damn.
And they run those commercials over and over.
Man, seriously, though.
The product, the phone. Mm-hmm. And then the, I don't know whose idea it was for the outlet to sing, but that was great.
Right.
That was perfect.
Facts. And then, like, when they gave me the idea at first, I really was confused. So I'm like, what? The outlet gonna be singing it? They make a song about it. Like, wow. You feel me?
So you made that crazy. Straight up fresh?
I made it with the producer, Breon. He helped me write it.
Okay.
That's fire, bro.
Yeah.
So Doughboy the businessman, I know like you just said, like your team had to convince you, you know, to kind of get on board. You know, how are you business wise? Are you like locked in?
Oh, you could ask my, when you talk to somebody from Epic or ask somebody, if you could talk to anybody from Epic that's on my team, they'd tell you like, I ain't gonna lie, Doughboy might be the most hands-on artist we ever met in life. I'm talking about ever since day one, I know everything that's going on top to bottom. I'm at every group chat, everything. I want to know everything that's going on. I don't play by my business. And I like setting up a lot of stuff by myself. I want to talk to people. Like, I ain't even one of them guys at the label that just, oh, I'm too good. I know my whole label. I got everybody's phone number. I talk to everybody. Everybody can talk to me. Like, I don't be on that shit. I want to know.
I just want you to express that to especially up and coming artists who may, you know, because some people, they like to, you know, they have their vices and sometimes that kind of takes over their life more than, you know, getting the work done. So, you know, just sharing that piece of advice for newer people or some people who are struggling with that today, I think is very important.
Yeah, see, you can't let the fame go to your head because at the end of the day, you can't be successful without people. Like, so it's like, you have to fuck with people. Like, you can't walk around like, I ain't gotta fuck with nobody. All right, well, when they stop fucking with you, you gonna be mad as fuck because it's gonna be a day you gonna go cold, nigga. Yeah. Like, everybody don't stay hot, like, the whole time. Like, nobody has ever, not even the biggest artists in the world don't just stay hot all the time. Like, you gonna have your cold moments.
Right.
And some niggas can bounce back and a lot can't. So, you wanna shit on people, they gonna remember that. Like, so you need to not, it's better anyway though. It's just, ain't nothing wrong with fucking with people. Like, people need to get that through their head. Like,
so with the Apple deal, can you explain a little bit about how the deal was? Or is that in the NDA?
As far as how the deal was.
Was structured.
Yeah, I know you got a check for that guy.
I got a big check for that.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
But do you get like residuals? Like,
I get that too.
I just want to know like how, like, you know, because we don't have Apple contracts.
I don't know no artist that has an Apple deal like this.
Yeah, like what is an Apple deal like?
So basically it's. I could keep it nice and simple. It's just on one of them type of things. They gave me advance.
Okay.
They gave me advance for the commercial. A nice one. And then they gave me another advance for even recording the song. So they gave me an advance for recording it, an advance for the commercial, and of course I get my publishing and all that stuff. So
sweet.
It's going to be like, that's what I'm even working on
now.
And
the song is streaming crazy.
Right. Man, what? So in the song, we own the song 100%.
Mm.
Oh,
song
so that's
us.
All you.
Apple don't got nothing to do with that song.
So people can go to stream it right now and you get paid.
Yeah, it goes straight. Like, it's just me and my label. We just, this our shit. Apple is just like, they licensed it.
Mm-hmm. Licensed to you. For that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's distributed through us, so it's ours.
Wow. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this style? Because it's a little different vibe.
I actually do.
Stay here?
No, you know what's so crazy? Because if a lot of people don't be.
It's very treacherous. your normal style is treacherous.
Yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
A
for sure.
Vibe.
But I've been trying to do that shit.
Then.
People just don't be, they sleep on it. Like, even if, like, on my last album, like, I got a song called Deep End with Don Toliver.
Okay, yes,
shit,
yes.
Shit like that, though.
Oh,
like,
I love Don Toliver.
I've been singing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing that. It's just people don't accept it as much as my
gangsta music. They
don't
accept it now.
But now they, you feel me? Niggas like, man, what the fuck? That's Dope Boy? So now, it's a different ball.
Nigga, game. I Shazammed it. I was like, that sound like Dope Boy. The next time it came on, I said, I got to Shazam. I Shazam.
That's crazy.
I was finna text your ass, but then my baby started crying. Some crazy shit happened.
Right.
No, but
that's crazy. It was the number one Shazam in the whole world, too, for a second, too. Yeah.
As an artist, are you ever scared to try new things? Like, I know you said, like, this is completely different than your normal sound. Like, where do you draw the line between sticking with, like, your sound and your fan base and trying new things?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I just did another commercial. I got another commercial about to come
commercial,
out.
Commercial, man.
Yes. I'm just so happy for you. I'm proud of you.
This is dope, bro.
Because I know where you come from. That. That's not normal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say you're a one percenter, bro. Facts, like, for real,
facts,
for real.
Facts. But it's that shit's so poppy and so, like... And then I'm like, man, this shit weird as hell, but I don't even care.
Because you're a businessman.
Because at the end of the day, even if you listen to that commercial, you don't got to pay that shit no attention. Somebody is. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a whole nother genre of people. Like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't care. Just throw it out in the world. I don't care.
You trying to be in the mall with
and
Drake's
I'm getting paid.
On, right?
Like, yeah, man, no, I'm doing I don't care. I ain't
Urban
tripping.
Outfitters.
For sure, exactly.
I've known you for a long time. I've seen you around Future a lot. you really would get down. Just to see you where you're at now, I'm just proud of you, brother.
I think the correlation between sports athletes and your music is showing, like, throughout this interview, because when you first, like, you was hot, like, with Future, like Rari was talking about, but when LeBron broadcast your music,
it's different.
And then the other athletes started
hit a new level.
I saw that.
You know what's so crazy? Another thing too, I had like in 2022,
good point.
I had dropped an album called Oh Really and shit. That was like
Oh Really.
That was my first big album. That one, it went like number three on Apple and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got blocked by like Gunna and Youngboy type shit. Mm-hmm. So it was like, but we dropped at the same time. But I'm like, man, damn, I really could have had a number one. I could have had the number one album in the world if I would have just dropped probably a little bit later and didn't drop like too close to them type shit. Yeah. So I'm like, damn, I really like one of the biggest out here though type shit. And just me seeing that was crazy, because when I posted the cover, Kevin Durant commented on there, like, mind you, the cover is on my block. Like, I took the picture on the block. He said, hey, when you gonna let me come on Nose Ave? Shit like that.
That's
and
wild.
Kevin Durant went viral for saying, let me come on Nose Ave type shit. Niggas like, damn, every athlete fuck with me. Like,
that's
I got
crazy.
All kind of jerseys in my crib.
But
shit
we need
like
you
that.
To have a song for them, for the players. Like,
you know what?
You being on like the 2K series.
You already on 2K, aren't you?
No,
you're
but,
not on 2K.
But
make the call. Make the call.
This year.
So 2K25 is happening.
I'm gonna get on every game. I need to be on Madden. I'm finna
yes.
like even just that Apple shit just opened up so many doors. Cause it's like you can't tell me no more for real. Cause the biggest of the biggest.
Apple.
Yeah,
it's
Apple fucking with me, nigga. You got to.
Facts.
Or you just being weird, like.
And you got a powerful team behind you that we're gonna sign up for.
Yeah, we gonna. What's their name again?
Silent Co.
She got it down.
Silent Co.
I know
Silent Co. Okay,
mm-hmm. So they like that.
Speaking of EXO, hugs and kisses. Throughout this time, were you ever in a relationship or you know, had a girl or kids or anything?
Yeah, I did. I had a girl.
Yeah, with who?
Is this at the beginning? Like
it's a nervous laugh.
She actually, no, she actually was there. Like at the beginning when I wasn't even signed yet.
Oh, I love
like,
that
word.
And then what happened?
So she's from your block?
No, she actually from here.
Oh,
she from Atlanta.
Atlanta girl.
Okay, how'd y'all meet?
Well, she's from another country, but she grew up in Atlanta,
like London or something.
She moved here,
Moroccan or something.
No, she's from. It's called Uruguay.
So why'd y'all break up? Was it like you being in the industry and she like?
You bad dope
we
boy?
Just be having difficulties. It just
oh you
like,
was cheating.
No, I don't say
whoa,
that.
Hey, why you gotta watch
that's
her?
Not what I said.
She's coming for the kill.
That's
kid.
What I heard.
That's not what I said.
Where did you guys meet? If she's not from your block and you started, you know, before this even happened.
Nah, we met out here just being around.
Atlanta club.
You know, Future. Yeah, just Atlanta. Being Atlanta.
Mm. Oh, yeah, at the club.
Around.
The pieces
just
are coming.
Not even at the club. We met at like.
Shit,
the first
Deli?
Place we met was at the studio. Then we went to a basketball game together.
Was she a stripper? Okay.
Hell no.
It's Atlanta. You said Future. Studio. The pieces was.
Y'all know over there at Free Bands.
Like she ain't like that. She ain't
it's interesting over there with ATL Jacob, his stories.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Jacob a wild boy. Yeah. That's baby Pluto.
I'm just saying.
Jacob a wild boy.
I mean, you got Pluto, Jacob, you know, Doughboy.
Yeah, I ain't wild as them niggas.
Those are the male
though.
Influences.
Wild.
Okay.
They wild.
Them niggas wild. Yeah, I ain't wild as them.
You were around Future at a very important part. Like, he was dropping the projects with Drake and all that. You got to give me a good Future story. What's something that you was like, yo, what is going on?
Something that I was like, what the fuck? When he first got Sierra. And I walked in the studio and I seen him in there with Sierra. I'm like,
was they recording the
He was
record?
Like, is this
Sierra?
No,
they weren't recording. No, hell no, they weren't recording.
That's not what they
I'm like,
doing,
what the
man.
Fuck? This was like 2013. I remember, shit, this was right before I was going to jail, too. This was right before I was going to jail.
Oh, so you went to jail, like, when you was Damn. After your deal and all
yep,
that?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yep, so it was like.
Future grabbed him right off the streets. Uh-huh.
No, wow. Facts. But it's so crazy. That was the day he was recording the song, Honest. He had recorded
wow.
that song. Yeah,
cool.
It was that day. And I remember it's so crazy, though, because that day was so special to me. I was locked up. They give you these radios and shit, and I'm listening to the radio. And it's the first time I heard that song. It dropped and it came on the radio and shit. And that's when I really realized, like, oh, I'm going to be in jail.
Oh, that's when it got real.
I wanted to cry so bad. I'm like, man, damn. That's when reality kicked in. I'm like, oh, man, I just fucked my life up type shit. Yeah.
That's what made you get
but
your
look
hair
at,
right
look at you now.
No, exactly.
You got a whole Apple
I got through
deal.
That shit. That shit ain't about nothing. I've been home for a little minute, too.
Were you writing songs while you were in jail, getting ready for your release?
So many songs. That's how I learned how to sing. I learned how to sing
oh,
in jail.
You know
jail.
How to sing?
Mm-hmm. Carry a tone
it's,
for sure.
It's Ari Berkeley.
Like real life singing, you know.
I know.
People can manipulate.
I can't sing, but okay. I can.
You can hold a little note.
I can hold a melody.
Okay.
I'm just so proud of him because I saw it. I saw it.
Yeah, no, fact.
I saw it.
Fact. Was it hard for you to leave the street and say, you know what, I'm a leave this shit alone and go 100% into music?
Yeah, because I mean, I ain't going to even sit here and act like I'm still perfect or like I'm all the way perfect. I'm still a little. Not saying that I'm in the streets or nothing like that, but just like the whole process of when I came home, just trying to transition into, all right, man, you gotta leave that shit alone. Like it still be certain shit that I go on because I still got the not the same mentality, but I still
Habit.
I got like a switch. Yeah. I got like a switch that motherfucker just would be like, and I ain't gonna say I ain't did no dumb shit, but it ain't been that dumb okay. to where I could get in, like, you feel me? It ain't that bad. I ain't did that bad.
Less dumb.
It ain't that bad. I ain't did nothing that bad.
Well, one good thing you did do is come to the Baller Alert Show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait
to
come on this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll be right back with more Dope Boy right here on Baller Alert.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday. Each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's up, it's Doughboy, and you are now in tune to the Baller Alert Show, my favorite.
Back with more of the Baller Alert Show, Doughboy still in the building.
Yeah.
Mr. Apple. Yeah. We're just going to call you Mr. Apple, man. Because you're just collecting all the deals. So you said it opened new doors for you. So what else you got coming up?
Man, shit, the way they've been on my line, I got something new every day. Ain't no time. Right.
Like, it's just Do they still call you for commercials or?
Who, Apple?
Mm-hmm.
That commercial's still running.
Yeah, it's still on. Yeah, it's definitely still on. But no, they probably ain't going to call me for no commercials like for a little minute, though.
I hope they.
But in the future.
For the future.
In the future, they will, though. They going to remember me, for sure. They going to fuck with me. Because I definitely gave them, like, one of the biggest performance. I think it is the biggest performing commercial that they had from a rapper with a song. Like, the song did the best, like, out of any song that was ever on the Apple commercial. So, it's...
Being that they took the licensing, does that make you want to inquire about licensing yourself for your future projects or your current music?
I don't really be tripping about the licensing. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I don't got a TV show yet, or I don't got like a, I don't have like one of them platforms to where I really care about the licensing. I more so care about like the publishing, the royalties and the strength, like that type of shit though. Mm-hmm. So I'm always open to let somebody license my stuff though for the right price. Because licensing ain't really nothing though. You're not really... It's basically like you borrow it. You can borrow it, but you're still about to pay me for it, though.
It's like a lease.
Yeah, you still paying. So you about to put it on your platform to help me make this bigger and to increase my money.
But that's why I say for you to get into licensing so you can get
One day when I got down, because I definitely want to get into, I want to start doing acting. Oh, I got some crazy shit about to come up with that type shit, too.
I'm finna start acting
and all kind of shit. I'm about to get on my Tupac and Ice Cube shit.
What you finna, you got about to be on Power or something?
Yeah, I can see it.
Y'all
gotta
just wait and see.
Because you did say 50 Cent was one of your people, so that could be full circle moment for you.
Y'all gotta wait and see.
But what I can say, what I will tell y'all, though, I auditioned for Raising Kanan.
Okay. Well, who'd you audition for though? What part?
It was
a new character that's about to, he ain't come out yet.
Okay. Ooh, fingers crossed.
But I'm not sure if it's still happening though, cause it was supposed to be for this season before it came on.
Maybe
it'd
be on the next one.
But everybody went on strike.
It
was bad timing. They went on strike and then it just fucked the whole shit up.
Okay.
So I will tell y'all that. Just
50 gonna
I think
see this and Rachel win. He gonna have something for you.
And if you meet him, tell him to come over here to the Baller Show sound. And then tell him that we want to be in the movie too. But you know what? I think, you know, it's gonna take a basketball movie or something, because I just feel like sports and your connection, you know, is just so powerful. It makes something big for you, because, like I said at the beginning, LeBron and you had the Apple commercial.
Right, like, that was crazy.
You know,
I be looking at it, I'm like, man, how the fuck do I post it? How much big? What bigger? What can I do? I don't know what else can do, what I can do.
It was LeBron and Kevin Durant and all the other athletes.
How bigger do? Like, who more famous in the world than LeBron James?
I don't know.
Facts.
Like, is Beyonce? It somebody?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift
and Beyonce. Mm. Yeah, okay. But is they really more famous than LeBron James?
They all about the same
Beyonce's
though.
Definitely.
Yeah, they definitely probably.
LeBron's up there though, for sure.
It's LeBron James.
Yeah. Speaking of Taylor Swift, did your team win in the Super Bowl?
I actually went for the Chiefs. I knew the Chiefs was gonna win.
Even though you're a Cleveland Browns fan.
Even though I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, I knew the Chiefs was gonna
win. Y'all did good this season.
For sure.
Very proud of y'all. But Deshaun Watson got hurt.
Exactly. And our whole team got hurt. Yeah. Nick Chubb got hurt. Like, that shit is ridiculous.
Hopefully, but next season.
They finna go crazy.
I see y'all playing either Baltimore or the Chiefs in the AFC championship.
For sure. And we're going to whoop their ass.
Okay.
Just like we did in the regular season.
Now, you didn't say you have any kids or anything, right?
Yeah, I got a son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He just turned 10.
10? Okay. No. Does he look at you and like, man, I want to do what my dad does?
Yes. He want to be a rapper and shit, but... I'm trying to, like, man, come on, man.
Do you want to keep him, like, stay in school? Like, what do you tell him?
Yeah, he gets straight A's. all A pluses. Like, he a genius. Like, he gonna be something special though. Like, so I definitely want him to do something that causes for him to use his brain more than, like, you could be more than a rapper. Yeah. I don't really want you to be a rapper. I feel like kid rappers, it's hard. Like,
would you let your son hang out with what's the little badass name?
Lil RT. Oh my gosh.
Lil would RT. You let your son hang out with little RT?
RT can't hang with my son.
Oh my god.
Bet not.
Hell no.
Oh my god.
Okay. RT, so RT need to be hanging with me and my niggas on the block.
That's not even his age.
Yeah, nah.
That's
his
demographic.
Be with us.
He's with the big boy.
That little nigga need to be with us.
He's not sitting at the kids' table.
Yeah. Being a father, what is fatherhood like? Has it changed you, like, you know, since, you know, when you was on the block?
Yeah, see, it just make me, I think about it, like, before I make a dumb decision, I can't really just think for myself. Mm-hmm. And, like, even though sometimes it get hard, though, because, like, man, his mama be having issues and shit like that, and you know how that go. So it'd be, like, it really just trying to keep the relationship there and just keep everything, like, you know, at the end of the day, I do everything I can for him, and I always made sure he had anything beyond what he, like, you feel me? So it's, like, you know, I'm glad. And that I'm in a position that I'm in. My son is blessed. He's very blessed. He's beyond blessed. Like, he had everything I never had. Mm-hmm. So,
how did you maintain your relationship with him while you were in jail?
Actually, he was born while I was in jail. Right. So he was like still a baby for real.
Baby,
so it was
baby.
Like, they was bringing him to visit me and shit like that. So I was kicking it with him, but he didn't really know too much. By the time I came home though, he was like, all right. He was talking a little bit and shit.
Does he understand your music? Does he listen to it or?
Overly.
What about when that commercial hit? Person. Was he like going crazy like this?
Overly. Overly. Yeah, mm-hmm. he my biggest fan though. At the end of the day. He want to be just like me. He want to walk like me, talk like me. He want to act just like me for sure. Yeah.
If you could have your son be anything when he grows up, what would you want him to be? I know we said rappers off the table.
I want him to be in the NFL. Or I want him to be in the NBA.
Oh, is he good? Is he good? Does he play now?
He don't like sports like that. he wanna play soccer.
I would like to see soccer.
I want him to be a soccer player too, though.
They pay.
Football, I'm not letting them. I'm not.
Well, baseball is soccer or baseball the most paid?
I think soccer though.
Okay.
I
mean, soccer,
baseball might be though. Yeah. It's day up there.
Okay. But soccer is more internet everything. But yeah.
Well, you know how you and sports are. I feel like it's in the cards. Are you do you want more kids or?
Yeah, overly. I want a few. I want like 5 of them.
Wow.
I want a new baby now.
What?
I got baby fever. I'm trying to goddamn get
busy. Men
say
that cuz they don't have to
care. What do you look for in a woman? Not that you're looking right now, are you?
Well, if you want a baby, he gotta be looking.
I mean,
you want Tinder and Hinge? Like, how you finding? How you finding the girls you dating?
See, especially with my baby though. Like, I'm going off the way you look. I mean, of course, I gotta the way.
At least
you
honest. At least you honest.
No, that's first. First thing is first the way you look, because I gotta make sure our baby gonna look how I want my baby to look.
But a lot of girls don't look how they was born.
But you know what? Ocho Cinco was talking about true. Like genetics. Like you want to make sure that you have a good gene pool.
For sure. Amen. For sure. And then, of course, I mean, I don't want no crazy ass baby mama though. But it'd be like, this shit's so tricky because you just don't never know until they had that baby. Because they'd be the coolest motherfucker in the world and had that baby. Then you'd be like, man, who the fuck are you? So it's scary. It's scary. So I don't even know if I'm ready for what I think I'm asking for, though. That's the crazy part.
Now that I think about it.
How do you handle the baby mama drama now?
It's terrible.
Because you can't really block her or cut your phone off.
But I do.
Oh.
I do. And you know what she do? She just called me from his phone. Like, nigga, what?
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was about to say, but
so
the baby's
like,
old
really
enough
can't
now.
Escape it, though. Like, at the end of the day, like, we get into it. You know, we be cool, though, for the most part. But a lot of times we be into it.
What about marriage before kids? Not an option.
Nah,
of course not. Why would I marry my baby mother?
Nah. And then it's like, I feel like, because like I said, I want a baby now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get married till I'm like 35, 40.
But you do want to get married eventually?
One day I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
The boy math is mathing, I'm telling you.
What's your sign?
Oh, good one.
The best sign ever at Aries.
Oh, Lord.
I've never heard anybody say the best sign.
My mom was an Aries.
The
best
sign ever. Y'all. We like literally the best people, though. Like, we like genuine, the realest, the straight up and down. Like, I'm, man, what? You need a friend like me.
You know, Seriously. our platform they hate when we talk faces.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to hold it in. Yeah, what's up, that is just not faces? What I describe Aries as.
That's not
like, what you describe Aries as. I don't know what it was. Yeah, a friend and all of that. About the fact.
For don't, real? Nope, you don't like Aries?
Sorry, no.
They crazy or
I gotta leave the. I gotta leave the bias out, okay?
Man, they just real.
If that's what word just we'll real. Use, that's the word we'll use.
Real. Aries probably didn't got on their ass or something. Oh.
Hey man, we got the King Aries in the building, dope boy man. We appreciate you for stopping by the Baller Alert Show. You Thank never you told all. Us what you was looking for in a woman. You just said
he sure went around good. That a little bit. DNA. you said right now, DNA, good. And don't be crazy.
So if you look good,
I mean, for real, really, what I want in a woman though, like I want somebody that's loyal, that's going even when shit get hard. Like you can't just don't give up on. Because I'm going to be loyal, too, though. Because that, even, like, why you talking about Aries, though, like, if you can go look it up, and we, like, the most loyal people in the world. Mm. Like, seriously, though. Like, we literally, like, the most loyal people in the world.
Okay.
All you got to do is be loyal to us.
Well, we hope that you be loyal and come back and be a loyal guest on the show.
For sure. Because
we are so proud of you, man. Like, your journey is amazing. And we're truly proud of you. We appreciate you for stopping by the Baller Alert Show. Before we get out of here, we do have a pep talk.
Yo, I go by the name of Dope Beezy. Like I said, I come from nothing. So if I could do it, you could do it. Because coming from Cleveland, Ohio, and becoming one of these biggest artists in the world on this journey was amazing. And if I can make it coming from there, you can make it coming from anywhere. I don't care where you're from. So you just got to keep going and don't give up even when it's hard. Because it's going to get hard. And everybody going to go through it. And you might want to quit. But like I tell people all the time, when you keep going, you give yourself at least a 50-50 chance. But when you stop, you automatically take your chances down to zero. And how you going to win with a 0% chance? So you got to just keep pushing. Oh, really?
Baller Alert! Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday,
the
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.